Welcome to the God Exponent. Our September 2015 profession is Living to the God Power. The Word of God has power. This power, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, is a power that rescues and makes right, God's power. More so, as prompted by Jesus in Mark 11:22, God's power provides the enablement to live God's life so that nothing will be too much for me and my household. Yes, the God life empowers me and my household with God's power to make absolutely everything we pray for, small to large, obtainable, doable, simply possible. Everything. Yes, Yeshua Jesus cautions according to Mark 11:24 through 25 that in order to operate in this God power which evidences everything small to large, my household must live the God life and forgive before taking the posture of prayer. Therefore, believing and obeying the divine instructions given to Yeshua Jesus, I speak from my lips that my household in this generation and generations until Christ's return is saved, purified from unrighteousness, in right standing with God and others, evidence with the fruit of refreshing daily. Yes, God, I speak this into existence. Yes, God, by my faith, salvation is deeply planted to take root and harvest to the God power in the soil of the Word of God, declared in Matthew 6:14 through 15, 1 John 1:9, and Acts 3:19. As a reward, according to Acts 16:31, I will live as I was meant to live, and everyone in my household included. As partakers of salvation, the gift given in exchange for repentance, my household extends the gift of forgiveness to those who have not done diligently concerning us. Yes, God, by my faith, forgiveness is deeply rooted to take root and harvest to the God power in the soil of the Word of God declared in Colossians 1:13 through 14. My faith links forgiveness to forgetfulness, forgiving the offense to remember God's intent, healing process beyond the offense, which is also deeply planted to take root and harvest to the God power in the soil of Hebrews 10:17. Today, the Word of God illuminated my faith towards you, O God. You, the one who will suddenly make it happen for me and my household, according to Isaiah 48:3. Oh, for this, I stake my claim to everything you have intended, planned, designed for me and my household, the upright generation. I remind you of your word in Isaiah 46:10 that declares my intentions will come to pass. I will make things happen as I determine they should. I am excited. I am expectant. Why? Because living the God life, a life that puts you on display in my life and within my household until Christ's return, guarantees that you, my sun and shield, in Psalm 84:11, will bestow, present grace and favor and future glory, honor, splendor, and heavenly bliss. And yes, it further proclaims, there is no good thing you which will hold from me, my household, because we walk uprightly. Look at you now. Look at you now. Look what you, God, have done for me and my household. It is marvelous in our eyes. I speak the Psalm 112 fruit blessing within my household and in every generation until Christ's return. It declares, hallelujah, blessed is the generation who fears God, who cherishes and relishes God's commandments, their children robust on the earth, and the homes of the upright. How blessed! Their houses brim with wealth. wealth and a generosity that never runs dry. Sunrise breaks through the darkness of good people. God's grace and mercy and justice. The good person is generous and lends lavishly. No shuffling or stumbling around for this one, but a sterling and solid and lasting reputation. Unfazed by rumor and gossip. Heart ready, trusting in God. Spirit firm, unperturbed, ever blessed, relaxed among enemies. They lavish gifts on the poor, a generosity that goes on and on and on, an honored life, a beautiful life. The word of God has power. This power, according to 1 Corinthians 1:19, is a power that rescues and makes right. God's power. More so as prompted by Jesus in Mark 11:22, God's power provides the enablement to live the God life so that nothing will be too much for me and my household. Yes, the God life empowers me and my household with God's power to make absolutely everything. Oh my God, absolutely everything we pray for, small to great, obtainable, doable, simply possible, everything. According to Proverbs 12:14, from the fruit of my lips, upright lips, my household is filled with good things, particularly the sudden living salvation of my household to the God power. And it is so. And it is so. We believe it. We receive it. We see it. And it is manifest.